Yeah, those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs.
Okay, yeah, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM. And I'm joined today, just like shout out to everyone who's been hanging in there with just solo Nate shows. Don't do that plan. That's it. I'm joined by the Fast and Loose team here.
Hello, this is Nev Hawkins.
No. That's Bex, and Bex is a liar.
I gotta text some people that we're like back up to
this
full
is
capacity.
Nev.
Back up to full capacity.
Shooting. Wait, I probably shouldn't say that on radio.
Nope. Recording.
No. Oh, see, that's so interesting that even just that word, because I was gonna just say a phrase.
Oh, you know, what phrase were you gonna say?
From all pistons.
Shooting from all pistons.
I don't even know. I've never heard
you were,
that.
You're like, I forgot that you're like a car person. And that's like, it's like, you know, the Fast and the Furious.
Can you put
that
on some background like sound to make this like more bearable?
The Fast and the Furious. Make this more bearable? Sorry, Bex.
Bearable indeed.
Jeez Louise.
Here's the thing. We did come over here because we thought it'd be a lot cooler.
It's actually still so
hot. And it's
hot.
Actually kind of still a little sweaty in the studio today.
Is anybody like cold today? Call us if you're
Is
cold.
Anyone cold today?
great
if you're successful.
Start.
All the
great
listeners
start.
in Alaska. I was going to say Africa. It's probably pretty cold. Well, there's parts of Africa that are cold.
Yep.
In the Sahel, it's probably very hot.
So, hey everybody, you're listening to Fast and Loose with the usual crowd.
It's been a minute.
I'm posting.
We're out of practice.
I'm like,
we're
really out of practice. I'm silent because like I'm posting on social media.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Screenager.
I mean, to like, literally to like let our like, you know, one
fan base
know. Like that it's like, hey.
Anton?
I know you've been, to let specifically, and I'll also just text him too.
Because
I mean, I feel bad that people roll the dice on the show every week, and it's like half the time, especially in the summer, it's just like, meh.
But you're here.
Sometimes.
I
haven't been here the last 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, you weren't even at Food Link last week.
No, and I probably won't be this week. Actually, I definitely won't be this week.
Yeah.
I'm running a youth camp from Thursday until Wednesday. That I've had to go to 1 million meetings about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that I should have been like, I'll do it, but I'm not meeting with anyone.
Mm.
Especially not beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, this seems like it was a big commitment.
It's like, there have been different things. Okay.
Lay it all on the table,
This
mate.
Is the takeaway, and I think this is a good reflective thing for myself.
Okay. Sure.
I am working with So it's the camp is for high schoolers, and it's like a immersive camp to get involved in a lot of different nonprofit organizations around Boston.
Cool.
Which is awesome. So like
great.
Food justice, housing insecurity, art, you know, public transportation, all this stuff. Like we're meeting really cool people, and that's like why I signed up too, because I was selfishly like, I want to also get involved in some of these things. This is great. So that's awesome.
Very selfish of you.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, are you going to introduce me to all these like really awesome change makers? Okay. What has happened now is that I am now the person that's like the young person in the group. I'm working with like a couple people that are on the older side.
Okay.
And the dynamic, and I try to be sensitive to this, usually, where it's just like, you're the young person, we're just gonna do your thing, and you just are gonna have to do everything for it. Or, like, yeah. we're not going to move forward unless it's, like, we're going to check with you. And it's, like, I'm not an arbiter. Like, I don't know high schoolers. I'm just as far away from being a high schooler as anybody else, you know? So it's, like...
Not as far as them, though.
Not as far as them, but I do think there's a...
Factually.
It's true.
That's just the facts.
But I think some of that, like, there's, like, a not... It's not super present. These are great people that I'm working with.
Yeah.
Great people in the nonprofit world, all that kind of stuff. But there's a little bit of anxiety over just, like... What is to be young is what, you know, that there's like a big question of like
high schoolers are so intimidating.
It can be intimidating and that kind of thing. And then it's like, well, you know, Nate, you're the one that like can navigate this. And I'm like, I don't know what's giving that vibe out other than the fact that I hate meeting like other than that.
Well, you also work with college students.
Yeah, but yeah,
that might give them the impression yeah, that you're like probably. In tune like, with I'm, the youth.
Yeah. But even still, like, even in my... So we've had a couple meetings with, like, the... There's like, a youth leader cohort, which they're great. A lot of folks from Medford and Somerville. And I've been talking to them. And I have noticed that it is, like... It's just a little bit different. I think that's the thing I've noticed. Like, I think that... Some of it is I tend to overthink stuff. And so when presenting certain, like, topics or talking about the type of justice that we're talking about, that kind of thing, I'm, like... maybe at like a 9 or a 10. And like, though these young folks are very engaged and stuff like that, they're maybe not thinking on the multiple valences that a college student would, where like you're thinking about like the self-awareness or the here I am in the world and this is what I've decided to do and all that kind of stuff. There's just a lot more of that that happens in college. And
well, and yeah. and obviously in high school too, there usually is some sort of, and I know personally at Somerville High, especially if you're part of the National Honor Society, there is volunteer hour requirements.
Yep.
And so part of this is also a lot of students are probably doing this to be like, this will fill all my requirements 100%. And then I'm done. And so, yeah, of course it is this like, it's not necessarily just, I want to do this because I just want to get involved.
Yeah.
And like, it's perfectly fine. I mean, totally that's fine. The way it is. But I do think that that does change it where it is like, oh, there is this ulterior motive for doing these things. So
I'm just used to students being like Bex, who are just like, I'm in.
Right.
And
right.
we're already
like by choice I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, like exactly. We're already at the level where we're all committed to this. Right. Now mm-hmm. we just have to figure this stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. Versus like, I don't know.
The commitment level, you know, is like, low.
Yeah. yeah. So
yeah.
passion is there. But even too just like the all right, I want to get involved in this. I don't exactly know.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, like...
And also, like, yeah. high school students don't always know what their niche is. You
Which
know?
Is
like,
totally cool.
Like, what's the niche I'm interested in? What do I really feel passionate... Like, I feel very passionate about food insecurity. You know, I don't think they really have... It's like, I'm interested in volunteering.
Yeah.
I'm interested in helping people. But I don't know what that niche passion is that will make me want to be like, yeah,
what was go. Your... Did you have a niche passion in high school? What was your deal?
My deal?
Like your top three.
My top three deals?
Top three high school deals.
This is so good.
Top three high school deals.
Also, we can't forget that you wanted to tell a story.
Yeah.
No, I had a question for everybody.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to write down what segments so that we don't forget.
Great.
But can you give me a keyword? About what it was about? Because I don't remember.
Tinder is the keyword.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a question. I think you probably already know about it too. I just wanted to. I read the article and I was like, ooh, this would be a fast and loose conversation.
Ooh, okay, all right.
But what was your three deals?
Top three deals. Volleyball. That was like number one thing people knew about me. Volleyball.
Like, oh, Nev Hawkins volleyball.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Number two, pastor's daughter. Big one. That was the one thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was like out there. Okay.
I mean, because it's so rare in Somerville. Yep. Nobody's a pastor's daughter here. And so people would be like, you know, there's that song, not song, that show, like Pastor's Daughter's Gone Wild or something.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Seventh Heaven.
No.
The sitcom. That show is wild.
Okay. Anyways.
Pastor's Daughter Gone Wild?
Yeah. So after that, it became this, like, you know, there's some creepy things about it.
100%.
So, anyways, that was really where it came about. People would come up to me and ask some incredibly invasive things.
Jeez.
And I would be like, dang, like,
wow.
What the heck?
This is what you're sitting here thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was. And that's
as a high school boy,
that was
I can guarantee that that's like,
yeah,
you were like learning calculus, but you were also like, what's going on with this? Yeah. Past? Like, it really was. It like dominated your brain, even though you were learning other things.
Yeah.
It's, I can't explain it. It's ridiculous.
Okay, those were two.
Yeah.
Those were what other people knew. What other
but
people
those
knew
were my
for.
Deals.
Yeah,
but that's
exactly.
The thing.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
But those were even my deals. But yeah, but those were still my deals. Like,
okay.
That was what I knew of myself, too.
Okay.
I don't know if I even have a third. I had a best friend who was my deal.
Yeah.
Like we were like, the, you know.
Package deal.
Exactly. Mm. People would be like, oh, Nev's here, Alex is here.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Attached at the hip.
For sure. Now we don't talk to each other.
Oh.
That's kind of how,
like,
that's how it goes. How it goes.
We just kind of fell out of touch.
That's like, how it goes.
Yeah, she's, it was much more circumstantial than it was, like, deep, you know. But it was great. I mean, we had a great time in high school. Shout out Alex Jones if you're listening. I bet she
shout
is.
Out.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out Alex Jones.
Yeah. The one from Somerville, to be clear.
It's a sufficiently vague name. Yeah. There's got to be 100 Alex Jones.
Well, there is
in
that,
our
like,
radio listening area.
No, there's that, like, alpha male dude,
oh,
Alex
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah, yeah,
what?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is?
Yeah, he's like
oh,
a big,
yeah,
he's,
not to be
he's
confused.
A terrible dude.
No,
terrible,
actually, not to be confused.
Dude.
That's why I'm saying.
That's
not
so funny.
To be confused.
Female
someone,
Alex Jones
yes,
from Somerville.
Someone go back into the recording and make a clip of Nev saying that and cancel
shout
her.
Out, shout out Alex Jones. That's what I wish.
And now Nate just said it, cancel him too.
That's what I wish, like, this show
take
got
it.
Big enough that clips, like,
yeah,
like TikTok clips,
context.
Like, can be put, like,
wouldn't
be clipped out of this. That'd be great. What were your top three deals?
Okay, my top three deals were environmental stuff, and cheer.
Mm. Yeah.
And art.
Mm.
That's what I knew myself for, and that's what people knew me for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you satisfied with that?
I was busier than I should have been.
Yeah.
High school's a busy time. You look back and you're like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I remember thinking, like, on Wednesdays, I wouldn't have cheer or crew or club. And I was like, oh my God, I can just go home and do homework. Like, I don't have to start my homework
truth.
At 8 p.m.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Dude.
I used to take those, like, 5-minute naps in the evening from, like,
yes.
8 to 8:05.
Oh, my gosh,
oh.
yes.
And then I had to wake up and be like, back to English.
Oh.
That's perfect. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
What about you, Nate? What were your three deals?
I'm probably the same. I track.
Pastor's daughter.
Pastor's daughter. It was, like, track. I was, like, one of the only kids involved in, like, youth group. Like,
yeah.
ministry youth group.
Yeah.
And so I had, like, my little friends there. And then... especially towards the end, trying to become cooler by listening to better music.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that dominated a lot of my personality.
Trying
to dig in, reading early, like, Pitchfork articles and stuff, and being like, all right, I'm, like, trying to change my deal and, like, find stuff.
I definitely also, now that I'm thinking about it, my deal was definitely also the relationship I was in for the majority of high school.
Dude. Mm. Okay. I wasn't going to say it, but, like, because it's not exactly that it's not exactly that I was like, my deal was being in a relationship. It was being in a relationship was my deal.
But
it wasn't that person.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like really insecure about myself. And I specifically was dating somebody so that people wouldn't make fun of me for my insecurities.
Mm. But yeah, definitely one of my deals was like, I'm in a relationship with this person.
That was the guy that went to another school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going
to
shout him out?
He went to another school.
You wouldn't know him. You went to another
school. He lived in Canada.
How long did you date for?
About 3 years? No. No, less than that. Two and a half. Yeah, freshman to senior year.
It's a long time.
Yeah. And then beginning of senior year, I was like, I'm just over this.
You called it quits?
It was kind of this mutual thing where I was like, hey, I think we need to talk over text.
Over text?
And then you
stopped
talking to him?
No, he came over.
Right. That's great.
He came over and he sat down on the porch and he put his hand on my knee and he said, I know. And we hugged, and we laughed. It was a great end. To be completely honest, it had just run its course. Like, that was the thing, is we just, like, looked at each other, and it was like, man, we did it all, you know? We made it to the end of this relationship. It was so clear. And so, yeah, he was
good. That's good.
Yeah, it was a great end. Yeah, I, like, cried for a little bit, and then I was over it, so.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
I had a similar, albeit... different.
Actually, I think I know it because you've said it, you've talked about it.
Yeah. No, like
end
of eighth grade to start of senior year.
Whew.
And then it's like, we're quite different now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of changing.
That is a long time. Yeah. You're going through some critical growth at that time.
Critical.
Formative years.
Yes.
You either, and also maybe lack of.
Yeah. 100%.
Those are the best years, though. I don't know. Molly was watching. The best years in terms of, like, you just have
eighth
to.
8th grade to 11th grade.
Say, those were your best years?
No. Not my best years. No, those, I think, are most people's not best years. But I think that you have to, having that dip is what allows you to become the person.
As long as you don't peak, yeah.
Some people peak. But that's the thing. It's like, I think that you have to go through this weird period of time. I think it's important to kind of forget a lot of the stuff because it is just like, this is bad. Or like, you gotta work some things out. But if I think this is what I lament about, like, you know, child stars or Molly was watching that K-pop documentary and they're like, all like, oh, instead of going to high school, I'm like in this K-pop band.
Right.
And I'm like, you're putting a magnifying glass toward on the worst part of everyone's life.
Yeah.
But that worst part is what allows you to become
human
later. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
You got to make the mistakes.
But you're
also like programmed to be making those mistakes.
Yeah.
So very often it doesn't end up actually like screwing you over for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You know, you got to make them.
And you're around a bunch of people that are also making the mistakes too. And they're just like a weird and you're trying to figure yourself out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not wearing jeans anymore, everybody.
And they're
like,
a
big
right.
deal out of it. And you're like, and then your friend Sam is like, you know what? I'm still going to be your friend. And I'm like,
I feel like
freaking
your
thank
deal
you, Sam.
Was wearing jeans and a long sleeve underneath a t-shirt.
100%. 100%. You catch me walking outside my house.
And it was, there were stripes in there.
I wish.
No?
I couldn't.
You would.
You're basically
stripes,
describing
though.
That guy from Sky High.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the like one, the stretchy guy.
What?
I don't know. I've never seen Sky High.
Oh, what?
Is that a Disney Channel original movie? Is that one of those?
I don't know if it's
I
a Disney Channel original
so.
Movie.
I don't know.
That's. I
Sky
wish
High.
I would have wanted stripes.
Do you remember his name?
No,
stretchy
I'm
going to
go stretchy guy.
The unfortunate thing about my wardrobe was exclusively.
That's it.
Let me see. Yeah, I mean.
Someone look.
I was trying to look like that.
Someone
I was trying
look
to look like that.
Sky High stretchy guy, and that's what Nate.
Yeah, that was
like.
Nate in high school.
That hair? Oh my god.
Yep.
I would absolutely.
You could do that hair.
I would
you could do it
I
now.
Would have done. But the thing is in high school I was trying couldn't get the person at the supercuts to really just nail like I was always and it ended up being like more of a bowl on top of my head like a ball.
Not like shag.
It's, as opposed to like the Zac Efron type shag,
right,
which
right,
is what
right.
that was really the ideal. Yeah. That was the highest.
I got to use the bathroom and then maybe you can ask us the question.
Okay, great.
So good luck.
What question?
Oh, well, you're keeping... You've got the tabs over there. Like, what do you mean, what question? You're the one that has the documentation of, like, what we're supposed to be talking about. Okay, so... To answer your question, too, stripes, I wish. I didn't know that there was not... All of my... Every single piece of clothing I had, unless I was literally, like, going to a wedding... Okay, or it was like Easter and I had to like be at church. I had like ill-fitting khaki pants and like a polo shirt for those times. Everything else was like shirts from soccer tournaments or like shirts from athletic teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that was like, I didn't know that is that a graphic tee? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Tees that didn't say like,
like what you're wearing right now.
Exactly, yeah. Like Western Pennsylvania Memorial Day Cup.
Yeah.
I was wearing that
like
shirt.
Like you're allowed to wear things other than that.
Exactly. Like I had 6 years of that literally was the shirt that I had.
Yeah.
And then it was cold and I'd put the long sleeve shirt underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Which was also like a shirt
would
that said like.
Would you wear that with the khakis?
No. So the khakis were like hand-me-downs. And then I would wear. I would wear sweatpants a lot. Because I had a lot of. From track, I had a lot of mm-hmm. sweatpants. Or just, like, this was also, it's tough, like, the swishy pants, like, wind pants.
Mm.
I was rocking those pretty heavily, too. So, like, Facebook came out when I was a senior. So there are still some old pictures of, like, high school Nate. Like, from
Can
olden...
Can you unearth them?
Like, olden times.
Unearth them from the archive.
I could find them, yeah. That are, like, hey, this is what Nate looked like when he was like sitting at his physics desk.
Oh,
you know, and it was so like, sweet. And all the pictures I'm wearing literally like track stuff or soccer stuff. And it wasn't because I was some amazing athlete. It was just, this is what I had.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you could go to like a store and buy a shirt that was just like, that had stripes on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was all. And then I think a big piece to like listening to new music was like, maybe I should find a pair of shoes that isn't like, well, I just look because it's,
oh, okay.
It's silent now, but like find a pair of shoes that aren't just like tennis shoes. Cause that was the other thing too, is I only had tennis shoes.
Right.
And then when I got to college, I couldn't bring myself to buy a pair of all Converse All-Stars because I was like, this is too much. Exactly.
The shoes that you're wearing right now.
It would have been so cool to have those, but I was just like, I still feel this way too. I live in fear of somebody like calling me out of like, you're not cool enough to wear this.
Well, that's just silly because you're the only one who gets to decide that.
See, I love that. I think that there was just I don't know what it was, but my brain is like screwed up in that way that I am just like, I'm constantly thinking that somebody is like the arbiter of the coolness.
Mm-hmm.
And that person can just be like, no, not this isn't for you.
Every day is judgment day.
Exactly. Every day is judgment day. That's great. I should have written that on my mirror in high school. Because I would have been like, you know what? Another statement I agree with, you know? I thought a lot about that with music. I thought a lot of it was like, hey, if I just like listen to an album and I like it, that's not enough.
Hmm.
Like, I remember the Killers came to town when I was like in high school. And I had been listening to Killers for like a second. And everyone's like, are you going
to... The Killers came to town.
The Killers came to town. And I was like, and then people were like, are you going to go to the show? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I can't. Because I know that, you know, whoever would be there, Michael Panotti, he would be like, I know for a fact that you listened to Hot Fuss for the first time 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
And now you're at this concert.
Right, right.
Leave
it. It's the imposter syndrome.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. That it's like, you're not a real one here. You know, we've been here for a while.
And that lingers.
And I think that shapes a lot of, like, if you see me making decisions, chances are that's like number one.
Well, are you going to therapy?
No, I'm just telling you about it right now. That's it. Does this count?
No, this doesn't count.
If I bought you your matcha latte this morning, does that, and then you had to listen to this, does that count? Is this within the confines?
That's therapy light.
That's great. Okay.
Usually it doesn't happen on a public radio.
So you're saying that counts. All right. That's what I'm hearing right now. No, it's definitely a lot better than it used to be. Nev knows this a lot about me, too, of just like, it's not.
We're talking about Nate's imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Where it's just like, you can't. Anyway.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
That's
that.
It. And we can be done talking about this.
All right.
Here's what we've got. Nev, you had a story about the cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, you have a story about Tinder.
We were walking over. We went to True Grounds, local business.
Shout
and we're
out.
Walking over here, and Bex was documenting the conversation we have so that we could unpack it on the radio.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, you have a story about Tinder.
Just a question. Not a story. Yeah, it's a question.
It's a question for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tinder question mark.
A story about Tinder.
I have a
Don't
Tinder.
Start that
I
rumor.
I have a Tinder story. Someone who loves Alex Jones has a Tinder story.
Okay, let's start there.
Oh my god, well, let me go through.
Sorry.
Do we have any?
Let me just think for 1 second.
We did 3 deals. I like that. That was spontaneous.
3 deals?
That was spontaneous.
We haven't read any poems. We haven't played any music. We talked about high school relationship. I want to know about your new spiritual focus.
There it is.
And,
Did we talk about a new spiritual focus, or this is
no.
a question you
this
have?
This is a question I have.
That's
all right, I don't have
she's,
any.
Because she's the keeper of the schedule, she can just freaking slip stuff in. You know?
I was the student government secretary
exactly.
in high school.
Also, yeah. We were going to have our last vote on whether or not we're going to start composting, and it's like, and you're like, as a high school student who's you know, brains or beans because you're thinking about the fact that there was a pastor's daughter. You're like, oh, shoot, that must have been something I missed. I got to vote yes. And then that's how you get composting here.
Yeah.
That's how you do. You take advantage.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's actually so true.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Wait. Okay, small anecdote. It's funny you say that because me and my, co-president for our environmental club, we were trying to get, a resolution passed with the school district for clean energy, and our principal was like, I'm not going to name names. Our principal was like, don't...
It was Alex Jones.
It was Alex Jones. It's like, don't bring this up, don't try to push this.
Mm.
It's going to be really slow. It takes years to do these things. And she said that to me and my friend, and we literally were like, listening to you.
No, literally don't care.
You just lit the fire.
Yeah.
You just threw gas on the fire is what you
100%.
Did.
Yeah. 100%. So, with the composting stuff, we did try to do that, but I didn't sneak it in to the agenda like that.
Mm. Mm. There you go.
Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sneak stuff into the agenda. That's the key.
Let's go to... So I have to leave in 15 minutes.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Let's go to the question. No.
Here's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Tinder.
Oof,
Twitter.
Tough start.
Yeah.
Tough start. Twinder.
I've been on the internet, you guys. You don't know.
It's Tinder, but for twins.
For twins.
It's,
so gross. I'm sorry.
Would that be they're meeting each other? It's like me and sibling.
Me and my twin sister are looking to date two twin brothers. That's what that.
That's
is for.
That's not as gross. That's not as gross as
that's
it
what
was.
I meant. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
okay,
meant.
Okay, great. That's not gross.
Okay, so. Tinder
great.
Has added a height filter.
Filter?
For men.
That's
wait, clarify that. Like
as if you identify as female and you're on Tinder, you can put
filter through height.
You can say only people in my area and only people greater than
what a shame.
Six.
That is
whatever.
A shame. That's such a shame.
Yep. That actually pisses me right off.
In early results, it's 6'2" is the number.
But you know what? What really pisses me right off is that women will then turn around and complain. They will turn around and complain and be like, I just can't find any quality men. And you're like, yeah, because you filtered out more than half of the population.
Yeah. Way more than half.
Exactly.
Way more than half.
I do not feel bad for you, to be completely honest.
No.
Because tall people can get away with being a-holes.
And we haven't even gotten to the question part of this yet.
That kind of is...
Oh, okay.
It just was like...
What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts? And it's also... It's very interesting to me that it's... from time in memoriam... There has been an imbalance in sort of superficiality on the men's side.
Yeah.
Okay? And so it's like men are like, oh, no, man, I'm looking for these type of girls or whatever. That's how we talk to each other. When you're not around.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. That's how we talk.
I know. That's how men are.
And then now there's this other thing. And then, of course, there's this backlash from guys that are like,
yeah,
I can't believe I'm being objectified for my a physical attribute. Like irony is so heavy right here.
Have you
so
seen
this
that
really
video
funny.
Of this of that street interviewer who goes up to this guy and he puts the microphone up to him and goes, hey, how tall are you? And he goes, first of all, I'm taller than you. and the caption is all right, tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude is literally just how tall are you? This dude's first of all, man. Taller than you.
But is it? It is a loaded question because of this Tinder.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, 100%.
People are like that.
100%. People 100% are like that.
I have a question. Is this included in basic Tinder or is this one of the fancy? Because I think it's probably behind a paywall because they allow you to filter all this crazy stuff if you pay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is
I don't know.
Why would you ever pay for that? If you pay for Tinder, can
you
actually tell us why?
Premium Tinder.
Yeah, 855-915-9636.
I want to know the advantages there.
And we will maybe judge you, but we're mostly curious.
This is just a learning opportunity.
I, at the coffee shop...
That was a straight face you made. That was you went to a whole other world there. that was it. Yeah. It was like, okay, it was like, that's so Raven, you know?
Yeah, where you like, you're like, you just like looked into the future for a second. Yeah, that's
okay. All right. Go ahead.
Here's why. At the coffee shop, I was mixing my simple syrup into my.
I remember, yeah.
Into my mush, and I took the wooden thing, and I just kind of like put it in my mouth, and I just started like, you know, just
yeah,
kind of fidgeting with it, and both of my lips are swollen now. And I don't know.
You think it's the wood that the thing's made out of?
I think it's the wood rather than the matcha, because I've had matcha before.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I was like, you're not really supposed to, like, suck on the like, stirring. Right,
yeah, but they treat those things with chemicals.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
But then isn't that bad that it's going into our...
Into your...
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't love!
So that's why I'm like...
Yeah. Did you get some splinters?
No splinters.
Could
it's just
be
swollen. Weird. So anyway, don't do that. Don't.
So it's interesting, but like, how
do you put the stirring stick directly into your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, don't do that. Oh, I thought you were talking about Tinder. I was getting back to that where I was like, the question is like, what do you this superficiality thing?
Yeah.
As like sort of this other, you know, and like the male backlash. What do you think about that? Is that just like?
I understand the backlash.
Welcome to the party, you freaking idiots.
Here's what
you
know? I think.
Like, is it
I
that?
Guess.
Yeah. Like,
here's what I think. The way to respond to generations or millennia from time immemorial, as you said.
I don't know if that's the phrase. Maybe time immaterial. I don't know. Like, immemorial. Like, since
people can remember.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have the brain capacity to think about if that's correct or not.
Yeah.
So let's move past
that. Don't worry about
great.
That.
Okay, great.
The way to correct unbalanced superficiality on one side isn't to be more superficial on the other side.
Yeah.
It's to try to heal whatever is going on that is making... I mean, your claim is that men... have been historically more superficial than women, which is interesting.
Oh yeah, that is
that's
that could
an assumption
be that, could,
that
we
you
could,
made.
Yeah, we could yeah, and we could definitely dig into that a little bit. I find it interesting that I didn't height is a thing that wasn't a thing a while back.
Yeah,
that as somebody who is just older, it didn't seem like being tall was
consulting
this
our
big
elder.
Deal. Like it really, it, like I'm serious, and that's not.
But there has to be some sort of biological component to this.
You think so?
I don't. Of course.
Oh, it's like he could protect our farm better because he can see farther because he's higher off the ground.
And now that there is this cognitive piece to it where we know, like, we don't need that sort of, like, advantage. Mm. But initial attraction, I still think there's a lot of, like, a biological component that goes into it. To be like, oh, this is somebody who, like, for a woman, oh, that's somebody who could bear my children well. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously there's the cognitive piece that we've learned, that there are, like, learned attractions, and there are things that now we can think of it and be like, oh, that's superficial. I shouldn't think that way. You know what I mean? But, like, I definitely believe that they're, like, even being tall, I think that there is this sense of, like, oh, my children might have an advantage if they're taller because of this.
I thought about that recently because I was like, I asked my dad, how many short female attorneys do you run into?
Mm.
And he said, not a lot.
And he was like, what is this question? That's like, and I'm thinking about that as somebody
understood.
With a daughter who's like, yeah, she's going to ask me a question like that. Pretty soon.
Right. Right. Because like, if you're in a courtroom and you're shorter than the other lawyer, like it is.
Contributes.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the perception. Yeah.
But there's a big thing where it's like most actors are very short.
That's true. That is true.
Most actors, if you see an actor who's like Matt Good, okay.
Oh yeah, I want to look
him
this.
Up, and just drink a water right there. All right.
Depends on what you're into.
It's. I mean, always. Yeah, like that's.
And then is he especially hot in this show?
He plays like a. Okay, this is maybe my type. He plays like this really depressed guy. So he's like involved. So he's a detective, and he's involved in like a really harrowing incident, and it kind of screws him up. And then he's trying to solve this other like cold case while also sort of reeling from like the depression and anxiety of this previous thing.
Yeah, that is hot. Yeah.
And he's So he just has like this general like
the eye bags, like
he's like he's got like a big coat on and he's walking around Scotland and it's like bad weather anywhere. Yeah, and he's like he's just like every time he's like talking to someone, he's like, I don't have time to just like beat around the bush.
What's the show called?
It's called Department Q. It's so good. It's not, I'm saying it in terms of attraction. I'm just like, I love this guy. Like, I wish I could just be this guy.
Oh!
Who's like mildly just pissed off constantly.
He's the vampire in a really bad vampire show.
What?
It's also on Netflix. I don't even remember what it's called, but.
He's been around. He's been around, and I think this is kind of the. He's now around.
I totally see the vision.
Look up Matthew Good.
Matthew
Good. British actor. With an E. Good with an E. And then he's got and it's in the show, there's so much of a payoff when he makes like a wry joke and you're like, oh, they're gonna fix him. You know? Like there's that piece of it. Because he has these like really his like three people that are kind of helping him just like have a lot of spunk and you're like, it's gonna rub off. Like there's, you know, like there's like kind of the younger quirky intern, there's like his friend, you know, that was like also involved in the incident and is like way worse off but is like very much like is like taking it better, you know. It's very great. It's got a sick like,
how did we get here from tall?
He's tall. But he's not that tall. So in the show, he's towering above everyone. But I looked it up, and I think he's like 5'11".
No way.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Huh.
And you're like, that's interesting.
That is
5'11" is tall, though.
It is. It's tall. 5'9" is average. Yeah. And that's, but it's one of those things where, like, in Hollywood, even being at, like, 6 foot, it's, like, borderline really, really hard to, like, manage that.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's, like, I know that for actors and stuff like that, that there are taller actors.
I would think that it's sort of similar to models, where it's, like, the taller, the better. Because a lot of actors are also models.
You probably just don't want to have a ton of height difference.
It's also
between
that's also
a lot of actors and actresses, depending on, like, the shots you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet it is just like, all right, we're going to stick to kind of this average height.
Yeah.
Because I'd even think about, who's that one guy who was like super popular? He was in...
Tom Cruise?
No. This is a different generation. Well. No, he's tall. This is somebody who's tall. He's in Priscilla. He's in Euphoria.
No idea.
He's like one of the it guys right now. He was also in
Jacob Elordi.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
First guess.
I have no idea.
He's just like definitely one of the people that's like, he's like an it dude right now, you know.
Okay,
but he's super tall. He's like actually super tall, but a lot of the shots I feel like get really weird and awkward.
Like he's sitting and someone's standing next to him, or there's like a forced perspective of like far away and
like
close.
The point, like his POV, and it's like everyone's like,
exactly. So I think anyways, that's who I was thinking of. Huh. You don't know who this is? He was in the one with Barry Keoghan. Recently?
Saltburn?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch that one yet.
Don't watch it. It's
great.
Horrible.
It's just people say that. I just watched
it's
Sinners
a waste of time.
For the first time. I thought Sinners was great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That's Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, it was. Correct opinion.
You know him?
He looks like a bunch of people.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
I agree
like
with you.
He kind of looks like a combination of like Chalamet
he's six
and maybe
five,
a Hemsworth.
Six
wow, really?
Five?
Yeah, that's, he's 6'5".
That's up there.
Yeah. He's from Australia.
Yeah, they grow him big down there.
That's an interesting thing to say.
That's a phrase that that's like a phrase my parents would say.
Yeah.
It's like Wisconsin, they grow up big in Wisconsin.
Exactly. You it's like when you're playing softball here and then you go to the South.
Yeah, oh my god.
and then you're like, oh, they grow them big down here.
Dude, when you go, I remember the first time I was in Texas. I was sitting on an airplane and the just biggest person I've ever seen.
Insane.
Not like it was just like. And I was sitting next to this person who was in high school.
No, I know.
And I
That's
was looking at our knees, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, just his knee, and I was like...
You can't underestimate the sun, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
insane.
There's something about it.
It's insane. You go to, like, some of these Dallas high schools...
Yeah.
You go to like a Dallas, like any of these high schools in Dallas, and go to like a football game, a high school football game, and it's a different.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you have this, you have this. They're allowed to play. They can play all year round, and a lot of these people have the opportunity and money to be playing sports and doing it all year round. And so, yeah, I think you just do get some very, very large and strong people as a result. Here, you can only play for two seasons. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Anyways,
we're just kind of scrawny up north. We're just like scrawny,
scrawny and stressed.
And scrawny and stressed. I don't know though. There's like a complexity to living up here that I do enjoy. After having been to California recently,
your bus is in 5 minutes.
It is. Yeah, I'm about. Did you see me? I was gonna like.
Do you want to sign off?
Yeah, I mean, I'll.
You didn't
tell
us about the cleaning supplies.
Yeah, I realized I didn't want to.
Oh.
Because I didn't want
to
crossing it out.
Strike it from the docket.
Redacted.
Okay. Because I didn't want there to be the wrong people listening, or people to get the wrong idea of who was to blame in this story.
Because a little radio roulette.
Exactly.
Just in case. Yeah.
Just in case. I don't know who's listening. My landlord could be listening, and I don't.
Could.
Want that.
That's
yeah.
true. We got a big landlord audience.
I don't know.
At WMFO.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was somebody like, that listened to WMFO.
Honestly, landlords in Somerville are the types of folks that like don't have phones and listen to the radio.
Okay. In all seriousness, I have to leave. I got to go catch the bus.
Nev, have a great time talking to these people.
Thank you so much.
And hey, get us a free one. All right, get us a free trip to Iceland.
Well, we already found out from the email it's not going to be free.
What is this meeting about?
Iceland.
Invite me if you
Iceland.
Go.
Okay,
invite
maybe.
Me. Okay, maybe.
Great. It was great to talk to you all. I'll be back. I don't know when, because you know what? I'm going through a lot. Look, you guys don't even understand.
Good things, though, right? I mean, it's, yeah, like, these are all good things.
They are.
I'm going through a lot.
I'm just going through a lot.
I just
married.
Like I just had a I just had my bachelorette
apartment.
Party and bridal shower.
It was crazy.
This last weekend,
crazy.
And it's just like a lot.
All right, done making fun of me. All right,
no,
thanks
we love
everybody.
You.
Nev,
until next time.
See you out there.
All right. I'm gonna say goodbye, babe.
Okay, so I'm just going to narrate this. Okay, they're hugging.
Bye,
okay.
Take care.
This is it.
Yeah, one last time.
This is one more time. Bex is biting Nev's shoulder because that's a thing that they it's a thing
the
that they do. They're laughing. All right. And catch your bus.
Bye.
See you later.
Run! Sorry.
Run!
Run!
So anyway, height.
Okay, yeah. I think it's a huge problem. Well, I just don't really get...
This is a bigger question about superficiality in dating in general.
Uh-huh.
Which I think that, on the one hand, it's like, okay, we're all humans and there's beautiful pieces and we see that beauty and that's what brings us together. On the other hand, there's some superficiality involved, always.
Always.
And I'm not saying, like, all superficiality is justified, but it is, like, there are sparks for folks, whatever it has, social construct or not. And are we at the point now where height has become such a thing that it's just the thing's
that
a thing?
That just being tall is...
What are the other filters that you can filter it? Is it, like, hair color and stuff?
No. Like, religion...
Sports fandoms?
No.
Can you do politics? Is it like conservative?
Politics.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't have Tinder. Religion, politics. But those are way different than height.
100%.
You don't filter by weight.
Yeah, see? Yep. That's also, too, in the manosphere, that's the most common thing that comes back when it's like, if women can filter for height, can men filter for weight?
That's really messed up.
Which is bananas because, as everyone knows, who spends 1 second thinking about this, weight is an extremely arbitrary number. I don't even know. It's very strange. Other than, like, making sure somebody isn't fluctuating heavily for health reasons, weight is, like, such a weird...
It just
you
really
can't,
doesn't.
There's,
yeah.
It's a number that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it from the standpoint of, like... Okay, there's this, like these periods of time, or like a kid is growing. Weight is literally like the number one thing. And that's mainly just to be like, all right, are you like gaining or losing weight at the same, not really losing, are you growing at the rate that you think you should be growing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a massive indicator. But other than that, it's like, whatever.
Yeah. I agree. I think with people who are either obsessed with height or obsessed with weight, like, they're just digging their own hole.
Yes.
And so I think they're wasting their own time.
Mm-hmm.
And it also goes back to, like, one of the problems with dating apps. Like, you can't tell if you have chemistry with someone.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think it's actually really hard to create chemistry when you're in a situation where people are like, let's make some chemistry, you know?
Yes.
That's like,
yeah,
it's like having it's like when it's like a group project and it's like, all right, we all have to work together. That like makes it worse somehow.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, here's just this person that we've just like kind of been in these other situations and now the wheels are turning a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I lament too, like when people use dating apps, like when I hear like college students using dating apps, it's like you're in an environment where
it's
you're going
to
learn
easy
so
to
much
meet people in person
and figure yourself out and figure people out in a way that's going to get you so much further than a lot of this other stuff. And it's like, yeah,
it's not even like, I don't know. I guess we live in an urban area that has a lot of people. Like, I guess the thing is that even if you were in a small town or in a rural, like,
there's stuff.
When does it really make it more convenient for you?
Exactly. Because it's the thing is, like, yes, you can sit there on like when in your otherwise idle hours. I think it's a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
To swipe through, which I can totally understand, and people do that. But I do think that, like, if you're really out there like trying to forge a connection,
you just got to go places.
You got to just be. You got to be on the scene. You got to go to the library.
I met someone at hot yoga.
See. Okay, let's talk about that real quick.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe this is because I also have the imposter syndrome. Maybe it's some of that. I took a yoga class when I first moved to Texas. And it was the first time I had really like gotten engaged, but I loved it. And I learned so much about yoga. Shout out to Lindy and the group.
Shout out.
At Yuga Yoga in Corpus Christi.
Yuga Yoga.
Yeah,
nice.
Still around, too.
Nice.
Maybe I'll drop in. I'm going to be there in a couple weekends.
Yeah.
I... like, awesome group, all this kind of stuff, was one of the only, like, dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, like, I was dating Molly, but we were long distance. She was, like, still in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I was so on, like, don't let anybody get the wrong idea here. I was, like, and that was self-imposed for sure because it was a very loving group, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I sat in the front so that there could be no, like, you're behind anybody.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of like, hey, nice job out there. And it was like high five, hands at the sides kind of stuff. Then it was like, and I felt so strange. And I feel like I was putting out the weirdest possible vibe. I didn't even feel like it. I know that I was putting out the weirdest possible vibe because my friend.
Because you were so worried.
Who like invited me and I'm like friends with her, Sarah. She was like, you're so strange here. And I was like, a lot of it is I don't want to put out the wrong idea. You know, like I don't. And because maybe it's just this sounds bad. There's a lot of stretching and all this kind of stuff.
No, I totally understand.
Like, and it's like, and I just couldn't imagine coming on to somebody in an environment like that.
Okay, well, I totally understand. And here's,
I'm not saying that you did. This is no judgment from me.
No. Yeah. Okay. I think also like the environment of my yoga studio is very co-ed. Like it's like
gotcha.
Half,
that's huge. Okay.
Yeah. Like half women, half men, and. So it's like, it feels very balanced.
Okay.
Balanced.
But like you, would you feel like you met this person? Did you feel like creeped on at all or
no.
any of that
so,
stuff?
And okay. here's why. Well, first of all, I knew I was attracted to him.
Okay.
Yoga was, like,
class is an attractive place though.
Yeah.
Like it's just in general, like it's just, that's an environment.
Yes,
that's like watching.
And it was
like,
it was hot yoga, so it was sweaty yoga.
Yeah,
even
okay.
even
so this
better.
Is tough. This is tough.
No, it was great. So anyway, we were noticing each other. He was doing these like cool like doing the advanced moves. I was like, nice.
Oh, dang.
You know, just like we were next to each other. I was nice.
Yeah.
And then we chatted after, and it was just friendly. It was just
that's great.
like oh you just graduated. What did you study? Small talk stuff, just genuine curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked for a little bit together. And then once we were, like, in a different zone, then we were like, I said, can I get your number?
Okay.
So also, he waited for me to initiate every single step.
100%. I think you have to.
It was, I'm going to talk to you first.
Yep.
In the yoga studio. I'm going to walk with you, and then I'm going to ask your number. And he just let it. He was totally going to drop it if I didn't.
Okay.
That's.
There you go. Yeah. That's ideal.
Yeah.
I feel like. And that's the thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of any other reason other than just, like, you want
it to remain a safe space.
Totally. You want it to remain a space that is safe for you to sort of express yourself in the way that yoga, in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. demands.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, I want to be here, and it's very embodied, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of, you know. But you also, there's a vulnerability to that.
Yeah.
That you don't want to ruin for somebody. But mm-hmm. it sounds like this guy's a pro.
Yeah.
If you're doing advanced moves, I got respect.
He taught me how, and then we went on a date, and he taught me how to do the moves.
What was the move?
It was side crow. I guess it wasn't that advanced.
Is that one foot, and you're like this?
It's your palms are on the ground, and you are balancing your lower body on your elbows.
Oh, side crow. Oh. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. So he taught me how to do it, and then I taught him.
Can he extend his feet out all the way?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He does breakdancing, too. I'm like, cool.
Oh, jeez.
You like him.
A lot of core.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Also, the green flag was, I was like, can I get your number? And he was like, we should go to the park, or like, we should go bird watching.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Somewhere public.
Wow. And he's not already in a relationship with somebody.
No.
How about that? What are his three deals?
His three deals are, he's 11 years older than me.
I thought you were right. He's 11 years old. And that actually helps, because, like, you know, children have a low center of gravity. I'm kidding. That's terrible. 11 years older than you. Okay.
Okay. Well, these are his deals to me. But I think his deals in general are.
Do you live in Cambridge?
No, he lives in Philadelphia.
Oh, I don't know why. I just. This entire thing was happening at Yoga Down Under in Harvard Square, by the way. Like, that's just, like, that's just in my mind. I was like, yeah, well, that's. And maybe that's just because, like, that's the closest yoga studio I know.
That's really
so I'm like,
funny.
Oh, yeah, you guys probably
no,
just,
this
you
is
know,
my
you
neighborhood
walk down the street,
in
like,
Manion.
On Beacon Street. Okay.
His deals are curiosity. Intuitive movement.
Hmm.
And. Stability.
Stability. Interesting. Is he from the neighborhood? He's like a neighborhood guy?
No, he moved to the neighborhood a few years ago.
Where's he from?
Maine.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
That's crazy that he grew up in Maine.
Why?
Which is, like, statistically, that's just, like, not that many people.
I could, like, be getting it wrong, yeah. But I think it was. I think it was.
That's cool. So it's
and
New
it makes
England.
Sense. Right. Like, he always do, like, you know, volunteer environment stuff.
Yeah.
But he works at the Navy, which is normal
oh,
to most
man.
People.
Yeah, no, totally.
But
that's
to
a
me,
that's a big one.
It's a big one.
That's a big so one. Like, that's interesting.
Good
wait,
for now.
At
but not.
Or with? Because he...
Engineer.
See in? Well, that's the question. Is, like, is he contracted as an engineer, or does he, like... If you went to
at,
a wedding,
not with,
he would have a uniform on.
Okay, no uniform.
Okay.
He does sound engineering for the Navy.
Jeez, that's deep in there.
Oh yeah, no, it's deep in there.
That's deep in
and
there.
And I'm like, I'm I'm doing all these subliminal messages like, you wouldn't be so stressed if you didn't work at the Navy.
I've known you for like two dates. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you wouldn't
no,
have to do
I'm
half as much yoga.
I'm peppering it in. It's like, oh, well, how does this fit into your, like, you know, goal of having a wise and meaningful life, as you
wow,
was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, how, because he was like, I hope that my work is never used because it's like to make like lethal submarines quiet.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why don't you do something different? But I understand it's a really, it's very, that's why I said stability, because it's a really sick deal for
once
him.
Once you get into it, it's tough.
It's tough, but
I mean, I know a lot of engineers, and it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to be a person that builds things.
Yeah.
And that stuff is always going to be, I mean, you can make the paperclip, and then that paperclip could be used, you know, and so there's a lot of varying degrees of that. It's not like people are working for all these
but
different
companies.
But this
is very direct.
This is very direct.
And so it's like, this is a great connection for now, but... we just have different values. Like, I would never go into
the
a job like that.
The clock's ticking?
He studied environmental engineering.
Yeah. How tall is he?
I don't know.
Nice. Good answer.
I don't know. He's taller than me, but that's easy because I'm 5'2".
You're 5'2"?
5'3"?
I feel like you're taller than that.
People say I have taller energy.
Yeah.
But that's interesting because they say that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Huh.
People are often surprised at how tall I am.
How tall are you?
Guess.
6'2".
Yeah, 6'3".
Boom.
But people are often like, "You doesn't seem like you're that tall."
Because you level with people.
I do level with people, and I have bad posture. those are my things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's more like those are my
deals.
I
level with people, and I have bad posture.
And I do, but I definitely try to match. I try to match energy.
Yeah.
And I try to kind of get low.
Yeah.
You know? But that's also because I was very short for long. I got tall in college, strangely enough.
I just heard that, like, people born assigned male, still grow through college. Like, still get taller. That's crazy.
I think I grew, like, 5 inches, no doubt.
That's crazy. I think I was 5'1", 5'2", at the end of high school. Mm-hmm. Now I'm, like, 5'3". But it's a
So last day in Somerville, what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to finish painting my journal because I started this yesterday.
You're painting that?
Yeah.
I thought you bought that. Dang,
no,
that looks good.
No, I'm painting it. Thank you. And all my clothes are dirty. So
there's a laundromat across the street.
I know. I think I might have to do that while I'm painting.
It's not a bad vibe over there, especially during the weekdays. There's usually, like, you want to strike up a conversation with somebody. There's people over there.
Laundromats, local social spot.
That used to be a bigger deal.
I believe
if you,
that.
Like, watch movies from the 90s, there's, like, whole plot lines that are just like, oh, I met her at the
That's
the
really
laundromat.
Cute, actually.
Because you're, like, there, and you literally have nothing to do.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, like... You bring a book or a magazine, but you're kind of like hoping to be interrupted because you're like, I got 40 minutes to just put into this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I did my laundry at that laundromat for 6 years.
Wow.
It was great. I think it's, I'm learning now a big one with laundry. Drying your clothes is really hard on them.
Yes. It ruins them.
And I used to really hit the dryer pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially over there because it's like industrial strength. So I'd like jam everything in the dryer and be like, all right, full cook. Now I'm like, I have a few pairs of like nicer clothes and I'm just like, let's let these air dry.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's good. Clotheslines are now legal in HOAs in Pennsylvania.
That's huge. You know, like my friend in Australia, Eric Schliff?
I don't know Eric Schliff.
That's tough.
Continue though. Did you just say that to like make me jealous?
I did. If you ever happen to be upon Brisbane, there's like a bread down there.
Really?
Yeah, Brisbane, Australia.
I remember that from the map in there.
And like I would say I couldn't vouch for a better place than it's called the Garden.
Wow.
And they're just doing it right down there.
That's
in
nice.
Oz. So if you ever find yourself there.
Do you think that Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, is like the Wizard of Australia?
They call it AUS and they say Oz.
Yeah. But it sounds like OZ.
So. I think it's like the Land of Oz because I think it's also like so far away it's like everything's up.
Do you
down.
Really think so?
I actually do think that.
Did you think it before?
100%. I've always thought that was a doubler. It was like...
Wow, I never thought of that.
In Australia, I do know from Eric Schliff that they like to abbreviate a lot of words. So they say, instead of breakfast, they say brekkie and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes sense that Australia,
is
a lot
Oz.
Of syllables, that they would go Oz. But then also, sometimes they just say O-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, like, sometimes he says OZ to me. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense, too, because it's, like, it's a country that you would think would be very similar to the rest of, like, the Commonwealth areas or the Western world, but is, in fact, very distinct because of how its distance and is, like, an Asian country, you know? Like, and it's a different, it's on a different continent, and especially the topology of the place is so different.
I just saw a video of the Maori protests in Australia. Like, they within the legislative body, they did, like, a war chant and, like, as a protest to a bill that was going to take away a lot of their rights.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look that up. It's interesting.
I'll look that up. So there, all that stuff is, it just makes, it's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like Australians, they just sound a little bit different. Kangaroos or whatever. It's like, it's very different. He's like...